This is KUOW News. I'm Jamala Henderson. King County wants to renew its parks levy on the August 6th primary ballot. The package would continue current maintenance and include new money for open space and trail construction. KUOW's Amy Radel reports.
If it's approved, this parks levy would generate $396 million in property taxes over 6 years. It would cost property taxpayers almost 19 cents per $1,000 of assessed value for the owner of a $300,000 home that comes to $56 per year. Most of the levy funds would go to continue operations, but 20% would go to buy 2,700 acres of open space near existing parks and to build regional trails. Katie Terry is assistant director of King County Parks. She says the levy will fund work on the East Side Rail Corridor and the Lake to Sound Trail.
And that connects five cities, basically going from Renton over to the Sound. It connects five cities that have typically been underserved in terms of regional trail access.
The levy would also expand the money available for community grants, like the one used to build a lacrosse field with synthetic turf at Big Fin Hill Park in Kirkland. Having synthetic turf also means fewer games are canceled, and that means more fees from teams that use the field. This park is home to several baseball diamonds as well. But neighbor Dan Barton says he didn't just want it to be a sports complex. He pushed for and got a playground for local kids. He keeps a watchful eye on the park.
So it's used quite a bit. So it's a nice place. Couldn't ask for it better. It's one of the few things the government does right.
Barton says he'll likely support the levy.
I'd probably pay it if I know it's going to the parks.
Bob Garish is another neighbor who visits Big Fin Hill frequently, especially now that he's adopted a shelter dog named Lola, who needs lots of walks. Garish says his wife is on the trails committee for the park.
And we come out and work on the work parties in the park here and help clean out the invasive plants.
So they might seem like shoo-ins to vote for this levy. But Garish says he was laid off almost a year ago, and if he doesn't have a job by the time he casts his ballot, he'll seek a break in his property taxes and vote the levy down.
For those of us out of work at this point, it's really a financial burden to even pay the levy.
Parks officials say there's no plan B if voters don't pass this levy. But authors of the levy say parks deserve support from the general fund. They warn that funding them by endless levies could lead to voter exhaustion. I'm Amy Radel, KUOW News.